Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Episode 911 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday. Monday, another work week starting, another week of interviewing advice. And as you may or may not know, No BS Job Search Advice Radio for 2017 is focused on interviewing. My other show, Job Search Radio, covers everything else. So if you're looking for advice for something other than interviewing, check out Job Search Radio. But I'm also going to tell you, listen to this show as well, because combined, they give you great information. Now, this show is about dressing for an interview. I'll simply say the notion of dressing for success is an interesting one. It floated around some time back. Let me tell you what I think. Hope you find this show helpful, and let's get going. I was listening to a podcast this morning on Freakonomics Radio. It's a show I enjoy listening to. It was being broadcast on Swell. Swell is an iPhone app. I don't know if it's available for other platforms. But the show is basically about the impact of appearance on income. Now, I know there's an impact on appearance in hiring too. So I'm just going to encourage you folks. Well, let me just start off by saying that the show basically started off by talking about the earnings of NFL quarterbacks. Now, for those of you who are outside the United States, that's American professional football quarterbacks. And it was very clear that the income levels of the NFL quarterback who look better above the average of an NFL quarterback appearance earned more than those without. Now, there was one exception, and that was a relatively junior quarterback who is doing very well, but because of the pay structure in the National Football League, his earnings are artificially kept down. I'm sure they'll get revised in the next year or two. Be that as it may, how does this relate to interviewing? Well, in the society at large, there's a bias toward better-looking people as well. Now, before you men think you've got it better than the women, you're absolutely wrong. The bias is most profound with men, not women. Now, with women, the show reports, they're conscious of the impact of their appearance on everything that they do. So they're very focused on that. Again, this is the reporting of the show. But in the statistics for men who were less handsome or didn't look as well or were downright ugly earn 8% less than better-looking people. Now, I'll simply say that there was one exception, and this is the humorous one, and that's with thugs, robbers, where being ugly was a professional advantage to those who were in that line of work. But for most of us, being average looking or worse does have a financial impact. Now, I'm not suggesting to go out for plastic surgery. I want to be absolutely clear about that. The however is, particularly for you guys who tend to undervalue this, it's important to present yourself extremely well. Now, again, it's not about getting plastic surgery. It's about your wardrobe, your grooming, everything peripherally related to your appearance that you have something that you can work with, that you need to be prepared with. Now, I know this should be an obvious tip, but I can't tell you the number of people I talk with who really don't appear to do much of anything. Now, I want to be also clear that I'm not suggesting you go out and buy a $10,000 suit, unless you can afford it. And I'm not suggesting that you get plastic surgery, but there are grooming things, and women I any number of men you may have seen this with, but they're oblivious to. You know, the unshined shoes, the dirty fingernails, the ear and nose hairs, a whole host of other things that are very easy to take care of that take away from what advantages you have. Your wardrobe, of course. As someone on my show on Job Search Radio pointed out, you know, there are people who are very well dressed if it were the 1990s. And you need to update your wardrobe in order to look proper for the times. When all is said and done, if you can afford to forget about 8% of your income, by all means, go out and do it. But you know, over the course of your career, that translates into several hundred thousand dollars. And you don't want to be doing that. Now, unless you're independently wealthy and it doesn't matter to you, which I suspect you are. So do the things to deal with your grooming and appearance. You know, take care of yourself. Try to keep your weight down, especially if you're out of work. You know, stay out of the refrigerator. Don't do things that are going to put pounds on you, make your clothing thus not fit you properly, so when you go on the interview, people look at you and think you're grotesque. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.